Title: Snare Flam Timing for DJ Friendly Sets Intermediate. All right, let's dial in snare flam timing for drum and bass in a way that hits hard in the club, but still stays super DJ friendly. We're talking that classic jungle to modern roller trick. Two hits so close together they feel like one bigger snare without turning your backbeat into a messy double tap that's impossible to blend. The big idea today is simple. The main snare is your anchor for DJs. The flam is the motion and the hype. If you keep that relationship clean, your drums feel aggressive and alive, but still mix like a professional track. Let's build it step by step inside Ableton Live using stock tools. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fine, but we'll reference 174. Set global quantization to 1/16th notes. We're not going to rely on quantization for the flam itself, but it helps keep your general workflow tidy. Now create a MIDI track and drop in a drum rack. Load a main snare into the first slot. Pick something punchy and short. Think fast transient, controlled tail. Load a second sample into the next slot for the flam layer. This should be shorter, lighter, and more tick than body. A rim shot, a tight snare tick, or even a bit of foley can work great. The role of this layer is anticipation and definition, not weight. Optional. A third layer can be a tiny noise burst or a gated room tail for size, but keep that extra subtle because we're focusing on timing today. Before we get fancy, we need a clean DJ-friendly backbone. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip, 4/4. Put your kick on beat 1 and beat 3. That's a standard halftime anchor that works across a lot of rolling and techie DNB. Then put your main snare on beats 2 and 4. And here's an important rule. Keep that main snare exactly on the grid at first. No swing, no nudging, no vibe yet. For DJ-friendly sets, the backbeat is the map. If you move the map, blends get confusing fast. Now we create the flam. A flam is basically two hits, one intention. There are two main flavors, but we'll start with the most DJ-friendly one. The pre-flam. On beat 2, duplicate your snare note, but put it on your flam layer instead of the main snare. So, the main snare stays on beat 2, dead on the grid. The flam layer gets a note that happens slightly before it. Turn off grid snapping in the MIDI editor, or zoom in so you can place notes with precision. Now nudge the flam note earlier by about 8 to 18 milliseconds. Start at 12 milliseconds early. That's a sweet spot at 174, where it usually reads as a single bigger snare instead of two separate hits. Then set the flam layer velocity to about 30 to 60% of the main snare. A good starting point is around 45%. Repeat the same concept for beat 4. Now pause and listen. You're aiming for this feeling. When you mute the flam layer, the groove feels slightly less urgent. When you unmute it, the snare feels more animated and aggressive, but it still feels like one snare moment, not two snares arguing. Here's a timing cheat sheet to keep in your head for DNB at this tempo. If the flam is around 6 to 10 milliseconds early, it's very tight and modern, almost like you just thickened the transient. Around 10 to 18 milliseconds early, you get a clear flam that still glues. Once you start pushing 18 to 28 milliseconds, you're flirting with double hit. That can be cool, but it's riskier for mix clarity. And beyond 30 milliseconds, it's usually not a flam anymore. It's an intentional stutter or drag, which is more of a fill tool. Now, quick coach note that will save you a lot of frustration. Think and perceive timing, not just milliseconds. If your flam sample has a soft attack, it may need to sit a little earlier to feel like it's leading into the snare. If it's a super sharp rim tick, even a small offset will be obvious. Same millisecond value, different perception. So adjust with your ears, but keep those ranges as guardrails. You can also do a post-flam, which is a second hit after the main snare, like a drag or a ratchet. It can sound nasty in a good way, but it's less DJ-friendly because it can blur the backbeat. If you try it, keep the main snare on the grid and put the extra hit 10 to 25 milliseconds late, low velocity, and usually high passed. My advice: reserve post-flams for fills or the last couple bars before a transition. Okay, now we shape the layers so it sounds like one bigger snare, not two separate snares. Start with the main snare chain. Add EQ 8, high pass somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz depending on your kick and bass. If it sounds boxy, try a small dip in the 350 to 600 Hz range. If it needs more bite, a gentle lift somewhere between 2 and 5K can help. Then add drum bus. Set drive somewhere in the 2 to 8 range. Add a little crunch if you want extra texture, but don't overdo it. For DNB snares, I usually keep boom off unless I intentionally want a huge body tone around 200 Hz, and that can conflict with bass-heavy tunes. Optional. At saturator, turn soft clip on and push 1 to 4 dB of drive. This is great for making the snare feel loud and stable without just turning it up. Now shape the flam layer. Put EQ 8 on it. High pass it higher than the main snare, typically 200 to 400 Hz. This is key. You want the flam to be presence and snap, not extra low mid weight. If it's harsh, tame the 6 to 9K region slightly. Then, if you want more transient focus, a light touch of drum bus can help, but be subtle. The flam layer should stay small. Add utility and narrow it. Try width at 0 to 50%, and often just make it mono. This matters because stereo transients can feel punchy in headphones, but turn weird in mono systems, and clubs are basically giant mono truth machines. Here's a roll split checklist to keep you honest. Main snare equals weight, clamp consistency. Flam layer equals definition, anticipation. If both layers are trying to be the snare, you'll end up chasing phase issues and losing reliability. Now, speaking of phase, layering transients can cause cancellations that aren't obvious until you're on loud playback. Do a quick phase test. Put a utility on the flam chain and toggle phase invert on left or right, or both. You're not doing it as a permanent trick, you're checking whether the layers are partially canceling. If you flip polarity and suddenly the snare gets bigger and punchier, that means your original combination had some cancellation. Keep the setting that gives you the most punch and the most stable mono feel. Also, do a mono check. Put a utility on your drum bus and set width to 0% for a moment. If your snare loses impact or starts sounding papery, the flam layer might be too loud, too wide, or too full in the low mids. Here's another DJ-friendly concept that producers forget. DJ-friendly equals consistent transient peak location. Your flam can be audible, but the biggest transient spike should still land where the DJ expects the backbeat, on beats 2 and 4. A super practical way to confirm this is to freeze and flatten. Then zoom in on the waveform. Your biggest spike on 2 and 4 should be predictable. That predictability is what makes tracks easy to mix and easy to trust. Now let's make it work musically across a phrase, because this is where DJ-friendly becomes arrangement, not just sound design. Try a 32-bar plan. Bars 1 through 8. No flam. Clean snare. This is your blend safe zone. Bars 9 through 16. Light pre-flam, but only on beat 2, and maybe only every other bar. Keep it subtle. Bars 17 through 24. Pre-flam on both 2 and 4. Now you've got that rolling lift. Bars 25 through 32. Increase intensity slightly. You can widen the flam by 2 to 4 milliseconds and maybe raise its velocity just a touch. Not a huge change. Think signpost energy, not chaos. And a really effective trick. Right at the drop, remove the flam for the first two bars so the snare feels brutally direct. Then bring it back on bar 3 or 5 for motion. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger without adding any extra elements. You can also automate intensity with stock devices. For example, automate drum bus drive on the flam layer up by 1 to 2 dB toward the end of a 16 or 32 bar phrase. Or automate a high shelf on the flam layer, plus 1 or 2 dB around 8 to 10K, just to add lift without muddying the body. Now, let's talk groove without drifting. You can use groove pool, but be careful. Put groove on hats and percussion. Keep the main snare at 0% timing. If you groove the flam layer at all, keep it under 20%, because it's already off-grid by design. A more controlled approach is manual groove. Main snare stays dead on. You only nudge the flam note and maybe a couple ghost notes. This keeps your mix anchor solid. Now for some advanced variations when you want to get less machine gun and more human, without sacrificing DJ clarity. 1. Alternating flam logic. Make two versions of your flam and alternate them every bar. Bar A, slightly earlier and lower velocity. Bar B, slightly less early and slightly higher velocity. The backbeat stays stable, but your ear hears movement. 2. Triplet flavored flam. Keep the main snare dead on, but reference a triplet grid very subtly for the flam layer placement. You're not turning the beat into swing. You're adding a little rolling push. 3. The three-stage build for end-of-phrase hype. Add a super quiet, high-passed ghost tick before the flam, then the flam, then the main snare. Tiny tick, then flam, then main. Keep it quiet and filtered so it reads like tension, not clutter. Now a couple sound design extras that are surprisingly powerful. On the flam layer in drum rack, adjust sample start. By trimming into the transient, you can make the flam more pointy and obvious without even turning it up. Or you can soften it if it's too clicky. This directly affects how early it needs to be and how loud it should be. If your flam gets spitty around 6 to 9K, don't just low pass it until it's dull. Try a narrow EQ dip at the harsh spot, then a touch of saturation after to bring back perceived brightness without that piercing peak. And if the two layers feel separate, glue them with shared distortion, not shared reverb. A tiny bit of saturation on a snare group often fuses them better than reverb, because reverb smears timing and can make the snare less mixable. If you do want width, here's the mono strategy. Keep the flam mono, widen only the tail. In other words, add a short room on a send and widen the reverb return a bit. The locator transient stays mono solid, and the space can be wide. Let's wrap with a quick 15-minute practice exercise. Make a 16-bar loop at 174 BPM with kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4. Add a preflam at 12 milliseconds early, with velocity at about 45%. Duplicate the loop twice. Version A, flam at 8 milliseconds early. Version B, flam at 18 milliseconds early. Now a slash B test at loudish volume and also at low volume. Ask yourself, which one keeps the backbeat clearest? Which one feels better when it's loud? If your snare loses punch on small speakers, your flam layer is probably too body heavy, too wide, or too loud. And if you want to go further, build three flam presets for a full DJ-friendly arrangement mindset. Preset A, tight and subtle, your blend safe setting. Preset B, medium and energetic, your default role. Preset C, wider and aggressive for transitions only. Then arrange them across 64 bars, A for bars 1 to 16, B for 17 to 48, and C only in the last 8 bars, then back to A for the final 4 bars. That way you're literally designing DJ checkpoints into the track. Final recap. Keep the main snare locked on 2 and 4. That's your DJ anchor. Use preflams, usually 8 to 18 milliseconds early, for punch and motion. Shape the flam layer to be mostly upper mid and air, not extra low mid body. Check phase and mono so club systems don't punish you. And treat flam offset like intensity across the phrase. Clean early, wider and louder near transitions. This audio version is shortened for playback.